Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad Beverly Immenebel is back with us. Beverly is an 11-plus-year member of our Brain Trust. She is one of the top experts in communication, including business, especially business communication. She's the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. I wish you could see my copy that I'm holding in my hand. It's dog-eared. There's, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 little yellow sticky pads sticking out of it. And red marks, I mean, all over the place. This is a good book, folks. I've been telling you about for a long time. Let's get her in here. Beverly Immenebel, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim, and good morning. And what a wonderful compliment you just gave.
You should see this thing. You should see this thing. I mean, I'm telling you, I just counted, and I may have missed one. You know the little sticky, little yellow sticky notes you have.
Yes.
I mark books with those.
Me too.
I after a while, dog earing just doesn't work, you know, and so anyway, and I just dropped it. So welcome back. It's good to have you back. Talk to us about. I know you've been thinking a lot lately about connecting with people, about communicating with people. And notice we didn't say talking to people, because I'm really good at talking to people, Beverly. But the communication—that's a different thing, isn't it?
Well, it is, because whenever we use the word communication, we realize that there's somebody at the other end. And as busy as life is right now with Christmas, Hanukkah, the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of companies, their calendars, business calendars come to end in the end of this month. So there's so much going on that we tend to, put that smile on and we may say happy holidays, and that's about as far as it gets. So I think it's very important at this time of year to make sure that we are communicating with our employees, who give us so much during the year. And I'm not talking about just, sticking something in an envelope that, will make them smile, but actually having a conversation with them.
You know, you were talking about the stress and strain, the survey, the poll question that we asked this week, starting yesterday on the on our website in our newsletter, it was about the holidays. We asked people, that the holiday season, all the time between Thanksgiving and New Year's, is supposed to be a time of great joy, but sometimes it's it doesn't always work out like that. And we said, what do you think? And the one question was, everything about the holidays makes me happy. I love it. The second point was, I like the holidays, but wish it was less hectic and commercial. Then the holiday season is usually not a happy time for me. And the fourth response possibility was bah humbug. And I got no votes so far being very happy about holidays. I got 70% almost say that they like it, but they wish it were less hectic. 23% so far saying that the holiday season is not a happy time for them. And I got 8% that says bah humbug. So we're not the trend there for the survey, for the poll question this week is not it's not great.
Well, that's so true.
Does that kind of attitude affect communication?
Does it? Let's talk about that 23%.
The holiday season is usually not a happy time for me. Yeah.
There could be a number of reasons that Christmas is not a happy time. It could be because they're not with their loved ones. It could be a separated family. It could be a childhood hurt that they're still carting around. It could be because they don't have the finances to buy something that would put a smile on their child's face. There are, I sit back and I watch. Well, luckily I don't do this much anymore, but when I see commercials, and I know people that sell diamonds and expensive cars,
mm-hmm.
need to sell them just like anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really I really think it's an injustice to our society to say if you really love her, give her a diamond.
Right.
Mainly because
I don't see commercials that says if you really love him, get him a bass boat or a new set of golf clubs. I never see those commercials. That's the reason I don't like it.
Yeah, the pressure's on, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But that's the thing is, there is a tremendous amount of pressure, and so you have employees who are coming that are stressed. You have business partners that are getting ready to make a decision, and we all know that when people are stressed, they will do one of two things: they will either not make a decision,
right,
or they will make a quick decision simply
right
to get that off their plate.
Mm-hmm.
And so, instead of saying happy holidays to someone, I recommend that people do what Jim Plassingame does so well, which is, what can I do for you? And you ask me that every time I call and say it so sincerely. And I really believe that if I came up with something significant, that you would do your very best to help me with that.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and when I ask you that, it is sincere. But so I like that. I mean, I'm not for the self-serving part, but I think I'm. Thank you for saying that. I mean, it comes from you. It sounds better, but I do think that's something we should do more of. I mean, I think every fan, if you know, I don't like. I'm one of the people. I voted. I actually voted for the poll. And the part, you know, the one that says I like the holidays, but I don't like the commercialism and the hectic stuff. That was one of my votes, and that was the biggest vote there. I think the biggest vote getter. But the thing is that if you want to get over, if you want to kind of not mind all the gift giving and the commercialism, find a family that needs help and help them. That'll make you feel better. What do you think?
In our Chattanooga paper yesterday, we were giving detailed pictures and quotes of people who are homeless.
Yeah.
Giving us the numbers, giving us their names and where they live and what their circumstances are and how they got there. And, you know, I was sitting...
What a great service that is.
With my cup of cappuccino, reading that in my warm house when it's 20-some degrees outside, and I thought, you want to do something for Christmas, Beverly, you need to do something for these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was a thought that I think any time we do something for someone else,
yep,
and don't expect anything in return,
right,
that brings us joy.
And where nobody can possibly ever know that you did it. That's when you can do that, you've made it. 20 after. Stay with us right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.